Welcome to another podcast. So today we have the great pleasure, or I had the great pleasure, of speaking to Jenny Ainsworth. And she was one of the first headliners on The Fundamentals back in 2020. So Jenny designs and delivers memorable leadership, personal development and business events that transform organisations and people for the better. You're going to love the talk today. Her last corporate position when working was for Disney as their training manager for Europe. So she knows more than most how to bring the magic. She certainly does. She left Disney to set up her own leadership and business consultancy. And since then, she's worked on almost every continent across the globe. Her work as an event speaker and delivering high impact training and development solution helps people find different perspectives and different thinking about their situations. And best of all, she helps them tap into their own unique talents, strengths and qualities in order to live and work at their best. You're going to love it. Our members love her. Let's go over to the podcast now. Jenny, welcome to the podcast. Good to see you.
Thank you. I'm really, really glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, people who know Jenny, you were Jenny Flintoft before, but now you're Jenny Ainsworth. You were with you headlined the first IEB Fundamentals webinar series, which is still available if you go onto the IEB website. And you can scroll down in the shop, you'll see the Fundamental webinars in there, or just IEB webinars, it's all on there. And you were on there. They absolutely loved you. The members loved you. Anyone who watched it loved you. I love you. And so all your fans. So we want to talk more about a winning mindset, really. And I know you're brilliant at this, turning stuff around. And this really follows on from the talk I gave on the awards do we had recently in 2021. And it was, I gave this sort of 7 points for developing a winning mindset. So I thought, well, who'd be brilliant to get back on? And a lot of the members, the ambassadors, have been asking to get you back on. And here you are. So tell me, you know, we've had 2020. We all know that that was a difficult year for some, but some took that on as an opportunity and did something with it. You know, tell me about your, you know, how you went through whatever you went through, because I know you've divorced 2 years ago now. So that's a massive shift. You've got two amazing kids. Tell me kind of stuff that you've learned through all this.
Well, I didn't make any banana bread and I didn't learn any Mandarin or knitting or anything like that. So I can sort of stand true and say I didn't do any of that.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
I do think it's funny, you know, stuff that happens to you in life in terms of giving you perspective and all that, because you just mentioned about going through a divorce. And it happened just before, it was sort of midway through 2019. And then obviously the beginning of 2020, we had the start of COVID, which we thought would just be a few weeks, let's all hunker down. And yet here we are 18 months. But isn't it funny how stuff happens? And actually, it really builds in you, you know, resourcefulness and different sort of perspectives and how you approach things. Now, by the way, listeners, I'm not suggesting you get divorced after 25 years just so you can get a bit of perspective in a pandemic. I'm not suggesting that. But what?
Oh, please, yes, good.
Please don't follow my lead on that one. But what it really sort of made me recognise was, the resourcefulness and the power of the human spirit, really. Because there are days when you think, oh God, I just can't, I can't do it. And that can be a work day thinking, it just feels so groundhog, I just can't find my passion for it. You know, whether you're going through something like that or something a bit more severe, we all hit that. And yet we have to carry on going through it. And I think it's about having that talk with yourself, which is, do I want to keep feeling like this or do I want to feel better? And that's the question I ask myself all the time. Is this helping me in this situation or is it making the situation feel worse? And inevitably, all the stuff that you're saying to yourself and feeling is making the situation worse, not better.
You're right, yeah, and you were saying just before we went on air that you had something planned for this year, 2021, and you were going to go off to New York with the kids. You had this fantastic thing planned, but obviously now, you know, you can't because of travel restrictions, and you had so much geared up for that. So your mindset was like, and other people will be able to relate to this as well, you know, that they've had a party planned or something which is huge. I mean, a good friend of ours was going to be having a 40th birthday party. I don't know that many people who are 40 now as we get older. And we bought the fancy dress and it was going to be a huge disco party, it was going to be fantastic, never happened. So we're like, oh, that's a shame. But yours was a huge thing. How did you deal with that?
Yes, so, and listeners, I need, as I'm speaking about this, I need you to look at my photo and be shocked. Sit back in your seat, because I'm going to tell you something. In August of 2021, I'm turning 50.
Now, no.
Good grief, that woman there can't be a day over 23. However, I am. No, joking aside, my daughter is 16 at the end of July. At the end of July, my 11-year-old finishes primary school. And then a couple of weeks later in August, I turn 50. So it's really sort of three significant milestones for us. And I think especially coming out of the divorce, which, you know, you have to help everybody through that. Everybody has to deal with that. And I really had a sense of this is act two of my life. And this is going to be the milestone, the sort of the flag that sets me up for the rest of it. And of course, COVID's come and we're not, you know, going away or anything like that. And usually I get a little bit frustrated by people who get disappointed by things that haven't happened, because I just think they haven't happened. Why are you wasting energy? And yet here I am, mindset and motivation queen, you know, feeling a bit frustrated by it, thinking, you know, I actually put quite a lot of stock on that, on that event to help me sort of transition, really. But then I sort of thought, what does the transition even mean? It's a birthday and you will still turn 50, whether you are sitting, you know, in your own garden, whether you're sitting in Milton Keynes, whether you're sitting wherever, you know, you're still going to turn 50 and it still is going to be act two. So it is what it is, you know, let's just shake it off, really, all these feelings, because again, going back to what I said earlier on, that's not making me feel any better about the situation. In fact, it's making me feel worse. So embrace it. This is the situation and it's still going to be a fantastic act two anyway. But it is interesting, and the reason why I'm sharing that is people can listen to somebody like me and think, oh God, you know, she's a little bit tigger, isn't she? A little bit bouncy and everything's all great. And genuinely, I do have, you know, my dark times and my weary times and all of that. But for me, mindset is, what are you setting your mind on? You know, are you setting your mind on all the stuff that's terrible, all the stuff that's working against you? Or are you setting it on, well, what can I do then? What can I do? And so it's as much about that sort of resilience and resourcefulness of pulling yourself back up when setbacks happen. And that for me is the real crux of mindset.
No, definitely. Yeah. And I remember someone saying, it's probably like an Anthony Robbins thing. You know, you can walk down the road, and if someone says to you, walk down your road and look at everything that's blue, you'll pick up everything that's blue, and then walk back up the road and look at everything that's brown, and then you'll focus on everything that's brown. And it's the same with our mindset. If you look at all the stuff that's not going right, you will find lots of it. You know, you can always find the dirge and the difficulties in life, or you can think, actually, there's that brilliant thing that's happened, great, and then build on that and have gratitude for it all. So yeah.
Definitely. And I think, you know, there's something around recognizing when we get in our own way, and recognizing that actually it's not because of this person or that person or this situation or that situation. Don't get me wrong, situations and circumstances happen, and some of them can be really trying and they can be challenging. I'm not saying, you know, anything against that, but recognize when it's your own head on your own internal narrative that is actually keeping you bound and small, and, you know, and whether it's anxious, whether it's frustrated, whatever, very often it's us that's creating that, nobody else. And I think, you know, that's when you know you're being a grown up. It's only taken me 50 years, but that's when you know you're being a proper adult, by saying nobody else is doing this but me. So come on, you know, what we're going to do to move forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, definitely. It's you can choose. I like what you said about, you know, is this helping me? Is staying in this attitude, this mindset, is it helping me? Or can you change it? Because it is, there's so, you know, it's like worrying. Someone once said worrying is like sitting in a rocking chair expecting to move forward. It hasn't happened yet. So why worry about it?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, absolutely.
But you've gone from strength to strength. I've known you for years now. And, you know, you've gone, and you've still got your feet very firmly on the ground. That's the Northern Lass in you, I think. A bit like Peter Kay, he'll do these massive stadium gigs, but yeah, no, I always go back to my missus, you know, and I have my meat pie and fish or whatever in the evening, because it grounds him. But you've spoken of some massive events recently, or before we went to lockdown, 2019, hadn't you? So, yeah. I mean, that's gone from strength to strength. What kind of things were you discussing on there?
This is the thing. It's so funny because I work with lots and lots and lots of different industries and different organisations. And the number one thing that always unites them when they first speak to me is, see, our people are a little bit different. And I just think inside, I nod and I smile. I say, OK, tell me a little bit about that. But deep down, I'm thinking, no, they're not. No, they're not. They are no different, whether they work on an oil rig, whether they work in a bank, whether they work in a store, you know, wherever they work. People are people are people, you know, and we have to find ways of rubbing along together. We have to find ways of getting the best out of ourselves. We have to find ways of getting the best out of other people, particularly when people are different to us and have different perspectives and different thinking. And so actually, so much of what I talk about is recognizing that sort of stuff and recognizing the things that can get in our way. And just, you know, I've always been really conscious about keeping things grounded. You and I have been to sort of big conferences and, you know, millionaire entrepreneurs, and they stand up and they say, you know, I only work 4 hours a week and I'm earning this, that and the other. And I've never, ever found that inspiring, ever, because when I'm working 70 odd hours a week, and I'm nowhere near £1 million, but I am working hard and I'm doing all the right things, that's not helpful to me. It's not helpful, and actually I feel it belittling. Yeah. So I'm always really conscious, and I always think of it a bit like a ladder. And it's, you know, you are on whatever rung you're on. There is always somebody that's one rung higher than you, and there's always somebody that's one rung lower than you. So what can you learn from the person who's on the one rung higher? There might just be one or two things that they're doing that you think, I like, that's a really neat idea, actually. That's a great approach. So that helps me shift up. But equally, what am I doing to share that with somebody on one rung below, rather than, well, you know, you just have to learn for yourself. It's what can I share to then inspire that person? So I think there's something about, let's keep it grounded in what's going on. I'm all for aspiration, but when it's so far removed from reality, that troubles me.
Yeah, no, and that's the power of social media as well. It's like fake book, isn't it? Everyone's like, this is what I'm doing. Yeah, but you've put a filter on it. Is it real?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you probably took a picture of you on a green screen in the Bahamas, wherever. But no, this is brilliant. Actually, it makes me think about the ambassador groups, which are going really well. We've got 11 now set up, and I think a new one to come on board as well. And some of the ambassadors are really successful in their businesses, and they're helping their groups. They're small groups of six people up down the country, and it's like a coffee morning, if people have been on there, but it's in a far more personal setting, and they support each other, and that's brilliant. They are feeding, I know one of the ladies, Jennifer Barker, who's a fantastic ambassador, she was the first one, very successful, and she's helping her members of the group, and also they're helping her because they grow together. But it is that, it's how can you pass down. I always, you know, the great late Jim Rohn, I always bang on about him. He always says you're paid for the value you bring to the marketplace, not your time. And how can you add more value to your clients, to your community, whatever? What can you do? So when you learn something, it's like, wow, that's made a huge difference to me. One of the biggest things in my business was spreading the cost of a particular project over 12 months. So it's they buy, so they come in to work with me, and I'll develop all their brand, blah, 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 whatever it is. And you split that down, that massive, my petty cash, huge. It's like, wow, suddenly I've gone from up and down, feast or famine, to fantastic, it's an even keel. So I tell so many of my clients about that. Do you do it this way? So yeah, passing that information down is fantastic. So what else is going on? Sorry, go on.
Sorry, I was going to say, sorry to interrupt. I think as well, you know, the community that you've got here is fantastic. But when you're feeling low, the danger is you start comparing. You think, I've only got two people on my books.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
That person's got 8, that person's got 15.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, you know, we mustn't compare. And I know that's easier said than done. And it's always when we're tired, and it's always when, you know, it's not going our way that we start to have those creeping doubts. But, you know, the other person might have been in business longer than you, and indeed they might not, you know. But at the end of the day, rather than, oh my gosh, I've only got two, you know, it's what are you saying to yourself? It's, okay, so how can I learn from John? How can I learn from Jane? So how she established that? Where's she gone? You know, what are some of the things that she's done? And I think, again, that for me is a mindset of openness. And again, recognize if you get yourself in your own way, because there might be somebody who says, well, I've been going to a couple of networking events and just, you know, talk to people there. Now, your instinct might be, oh, I can't bear networking events. I can't stand them, you know. But again, it's sort of recognizing, okay, so I'm preventing myself. I've said that I'd like more business. Somebody said, this is how I've done it. And now I'm saying, well, I can't do that. So again, we're at a point of choice here, whereas it's either, okay, don't do it, but recognize that you have made that choice. So you need to find something else to do to bring in the business. Or think, so what is it about those situations that I just don't like? You know, do they always happen? Is it because of me? Is it because of them? And it can, if you break it down a little bit, you know, and start to play detective in your own life, you can start to work out where's that point of discomfort really. And then you can think, is it so abhorrent that I can't do it? Or is it just going to be a little bit uncomfortable? It's that first walking into the room, that first, hi. Yeah, I'm Jenny, you know, I'm a bookkeeper. Is it just that moment? Well, in that case, let's speak to the people who are doing the networking and say, what's your opening line? What do you say? Because that's my bit that I'm struggling with. How do you introduce yourself? That's how we learn. That's how we share. And that's how we grow.
It is all about communications. And that reminded me of the brilliant line, which I still use, which you said years and years ago. Now, there is no stretch in the comfort zone. And there's no comfort in the stretch zone.
Yeah.
And it's so true. But going on about, you know, you get the millionaires up on stage and I only work 3 minutes of every 6 months kind of thing. And they'll sell a program. And I've seen this and I've done it myself, but you'll buy into a program. You'll spend thousands of pounds because it promises everything. But their success is not your success because their contacts are different. Their energy is different. Their world is different. Essentially, I know you were saying before, everyone's kind of the same, but when they're selling a program, you think, yeah, but I spent £10,000 on this program and it didn't work. Don't be sold into that. I always say, just check in with yourself.
Yeah.
Does it feel right? You know, if someone's saying you need to be on TikTok, well, actually, does that feel right for you?
Yes.
If you know, it's just check in. Does that work for me? Well, no, I really don't like being on video. If you really don't like it, then maybe that's not for you. Don't try and spread yourself too thinly. Don't always copy. I mean, success leaves clues, but just because someone else is doing that, maybe that's not the right way for you.
Yeah.
But no, it's true, because there are, you know, we've seen a lot of the gurus and do that kind of stuff, and that's fine to learn from them, absolutely, but it's not always you know, do as I say kind of thing. So what else is happening on your cards right now? And the sounds like I'm doing a tarot reading, doesn't it?
yeah, much the same as this. I think there's a real sense of September onwards, you know, in my life, in my working life, forever, August has always been dead because people go on holiday, people are not really that interested, you know, working with corporates and things like that. September, people gear up for sort of the last quarter of the year and all of that sort of stuff. This year feels very, very different because they are gearing up, but it's what's it going to look like? You know, last year, 2020, it was starting to open a little bit, but there was still this real sense of it's not, we're not done here. I still think that there's a little bit of element of that this year as well. But there's a sense of that people are saying more to me. I'm hearing more. We've just got to get on, you know, and we've got to find a way of doing what we need to do rather than tentatively waiting and just playing that passive role. You know, if this is a situation today, what can I do to maximize it? And that's, I'm hearing that a lot from individuals. I'm hearing that a lot from businesses. So I think that the other thing as well that's just triggered something off there, for me, I've never been a huge planner. you know, I've got my work and all of that sort of stuff, but I'm not one of these people who's got a 5-year and a 10-year plan and all of that sort of stuff. But the one thing that the COVID's really taught me is I don't think I'm ever going to plan again to that extent in terms of having things
set
in stone. I have absolutely got ideas, and there's a lot of things that I want to achieve in this decade in terms of where I want to live and you know, what I want to be doing. But it's, I'm not getting so hung up on them that they must happen, otherwise life's not going to happen. So there's a lot more fluidity and a lot more flexibility. And so I think people are much more thinking what needs to happen now, you know, in the immediate.
Yeah.
And that's great, actually. You know, it's helping us all deal with the here and now rather than getting too ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, no, it's true. It is about being flexible. I talk about the ebb and flow of life. You know, one time it's fantastic, next time it's not so brilliant. But you know, be flexible, bend with the wind. You know, if you're so rigid, that's when things snap. So three questions then. Tell me something not many people know about you.
I'm an introvert. Nobody believes me.
You're an extroverted introvert.
Yeah, I am massively confident, and I am. I have got so much confidence. But the true explanation of extrovert and introvert is, where do you get your energy from? And I don't get my energy from people. When I'm in, you know, with lots of people, going to parties and things like that, I'm always first person to leave. I'm always the first person who's thinking, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of it? Because I
remember that.
Draining, you know, really quite draining. I get my energy from myself, really. So I'm massively introverted. And when I'm with a lot of people, I can really go like a prick balloon really quite quickly. So, and nobody believes me, but it's true.
No, I get that. I totally get that. Because you do, you come away going, wow. I think because you give so much of yourself, Jenny, to be honest, you give out, you are a shining light. And that's what I've always loved about you. But when you come in like, okay, I need to recharge now. I need that.
Yeah, there's an element of that, I think. But yeah, definitely. I need to go into a darkened room and sort of wipe myself down with a damp copy of The Sporting Life to come back to life.
So it's things like that which really makes me laugh. It's brilliant. Love it. Okay, so you're on your deathbed, and quite morbid, and everything you've created, every talk you've done, everything you've written, video, all the rest of it, Instagram posts, blah, 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 has all gone. And you've got one last thing to leave the world. What would you say? Your final message?
Be a voice and not an echo.
Oh, I love that. Oh, it's giving me goosebumps. I love that. Be a voice. Now, see, I'll have to keep up. I always credit that bit about, there's this thing, Jenny, about, you know, the comfort zone and stuff. Be a voice, not an echo. I love that. That is brilliant. And it is about being bold and stepping forward. And you've always done that. You know, I look at your brand and everything. You are someone who just steps up and says it is. And you don't sugarcoat stuff as well, which I really like, because there is so much, as I talk about fake book. You know, you are, I'm really blowing wind up your trousers now. Whether you're wearing trousers or not, I don't know. Pajama bottoms, I don't know. But it is brilliant. And I think that is the northern lass in you, you know, the grounded. But it's beautiful, it really is. So last question, how can people get hold of you?
They can come to my website, which is jennyainsworth.com. They can come to LinkedIn when I'm just Jenny Ainsworth. And I'm also on Instagram as Jenny Ainsworth Biz. B-I-Z.
Brilliant. What we'll do, we'll put the links on the website, on the podcast. But as always, thank you so much.
Absolute, total superstar. Absolute treasure. And to everybody listening, you know, we all have our down days. We all do. But remember, we don't have to stay there. You know, we don't have to stay there. So it's, what can we do to help ourselves and help each other?
Yeah.
Pull up the bootstraps and keep going. And that's what these podcasts and all the things that you're doing are about. So keep being amazing, all of you.
Thank you. And to same to you, keep doing what you're doing. It's brilliant. It's a total pleasure. So that's it for this podcast. If you've got an interesting subject you want to talk about, or you think, actually, there's someone I'd love you to interview, let me know. Drop an email to marketing@iab.org.uk. Until next time, take care. Speak to you soon. Bye.